one of the most influential women in business in South Africa, Hixonia Nyasulu is rapidly developing an international reputation as a board member with integrity and drive. In this weekly podcast, Hixonia talks to Darren Moore about the Boardroom 101 tips that she's gathered throughout her many years in business.
Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Hixonia. So, here's a question. What do I do when another radio station, who is a direct competitor to East Coast Radio, offers me a lucrative offer? And I know I'm not alone. The situation could relate to anyone in any industry.
Absolutely.
What do I do?
Well, what you do is you consider the offer because, I mean, that is your livelihood. And the only people that are, or chances are the people who will approach you because you're so good at what you do. They're listening to East Coast Radio. They love the sound of your voice. They love how you engage with the audience and people. So it's going to come from another radio station that is maybe a competitor. If you're in banking and you're good at what you do, the offer is going to come from another bank. If you're a teacher, the offer is going to come from another school. So essentially, if you were going to avoid competitors, you probably will end up being stuck in your job because it's not, you know, nobody's going to come from an FMCG, fast moving consumer goods environment and offer a radio personality the job. They're going to go for, you know, if they're FMCG, they'll find someone whose experience has been FMCG. That's what they're looking for.
So what are the steps that you go through? So here I am. I'm a 100% brand user. This is my brand. Everything I do is I use my talent for this brand.
Exactly.
I've dedicated 9 years of my life to this brand. This really sexy offer comes along and you say, step one, consider it.
Absolutely.
Then what?
Well, then you go through the process of understanding what the job is about. So hopefully getting to a point where you say, wow, either this takes me to another level or I just like the personality of that particular competitor. I like the culture better than where I am. Where people have a problem is they always feel as though they're being disloyal to the current employer. They feel like it's an unethical to go to a competitor. They feel like it's a betrayal.
Yeah.
But I really think that is so nonsensical because for the reasons I've given, chances are it is the competitor. Let me tell you what my former boss told me, because I went through the same thing where I was going into consulting and I was just concerned that the people approaching me obviously were interested in the fact that you had Unilever experience and this and this. And I said to Theo Rodriguez, I'm just so worried that they might be coming because of what they think I know about the company.
About the
In other
competitor.
Words, they're wanting me to dig.
Almost espionage.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh. Like I might be, you know, they're coming
you
to me to recruit me.
You can give them the dirt
me.
On their weaknesses and their
strengths.
Oh.
And I've never forgotten what he told me because he said to me, well, there is no problem provided what you give them is knowledge, not information.
Okay.
Now, that is the difference. If you go to a competitor and you are basically peddling your knowledge of the industry rather than specific information on the competitor, there's nothing wrong with you joining the competitor. So what I would do would be I would really, first of all, remember that advice that no matter what they try and ask you about, you know, what would they do in this situation? What are they planning to launch? That is information. So that's not your place to give that information.
Yeah.
But if what they're wanting is your knowledge and understanding of how the industry works, which is what you gained from your 9 or 12 years of working with the competitor, it's okay to use the knowledge you have gained.
Thank you, Hixonia.
My pleasure.
For more information on Hixonia, visit htothepowerofyou.com.